federal account. And I just had a call from Betty Hutto saying that you had disapproved their credit for some reason, and I'm puzzled.
Well, I'm not up on it right at the moment, but I'd have to check it out.
Well, she just called me because we have an ad to run Sunday, and she
is
said...
Is this in display ad or
yes,
classified?
It's display. And she said she had a note from you not to accept any advertising without cash in advance.
Did they fill out a credit application or something? Do
yes.
You know? They
yes.
Did? Under Western? Are you sure it's under Western Federal Corporation?
Yes, Western Federal Corporation.
What's your number there? Let me check and call you back.
It's... My number is 258-8168.
8168.
Yeah, and this company...
who's the sales rep, you know?
Betty Hutto.
No, I mean in our company.
Hutto.
Betty Hutto?
Betty Hutto.
I don't know Betty, so...
Advertising representative? The Arizona Republic?
Yeah, she must be one of the newer ones. Okay. Let me check on it, and I'll get
well,
back
to you. Because we've got to do something about this Sunday yet.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. State of the Spadelt Republic.
Yeah.
We wrote them a letter. We're requesting a guarantee since it's a new corporation and there's no sufficient background on them as far as giving credit. And how big ad are you talking about?
Oh, hell, we're talking about 5 inches.
Oh, well.
And we want to run another one, which is a little...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and okay, but there, I wrote them a letter asking them to send us a guarantee back on...
They'll be glad to do that.
Yeah.
And it's... the company's got $1 million, most of it's cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a hell of a...
But we're looking at the credit background, and they don't have a credit background.
Oh, they got credit?
Well, I mean, on D&B, what we've checked out in the references they gave us, in fact, one of the references says they got them cash in advance. Cash
Dun
based.
And Bradstreet didn't.
No, beg pardon?
Dun and Bradstreet didn't say that.
No, I said one of their references they gave.
Well, maybe that... I don't know who that was.
Well... just going by what we have to look at.
We'll get a guarantee from them.
But I wrote them a letter. They have a letter. It was mailed the 18th, so they won't be getting it to the day, see?
Yeah.
Right. So
well, they're good for it, and if they're not, I am.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and okay it.
Okay,
thank you. Clear it for you, okay?
All right, and I'll make sure they get whatever you want back to you.
Okay, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dramatically, Simon...
Mm-hmm.
Stookey, Stookey. Walker. Watson. Wolf, Wolf. And Youngblood.
All right. Thank you very much. I didn't find a familiar name there. I know Heinz Hink.
Yes. Heinz was on the committee last year, but he's on sabbatical this semester.
Oh, is he? Oh.
And so he declined to seek re-election for the august body of executive committee.
I can understand that.
And he's been pretty busy doing everything else with his appointments from the governor and the Arizona League of Towns and Cities, etc. So he's got a busy semester.
All right. Well, I'll see you next Thursday.
Look forward to it.
Thank
you, and if you have something worked up by then, please do bring it along.
All right. I may or may not.
It's not necessary. But
well,
if you do,
I know in general what I'd like to do if it would meet with your approval.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's have lunch and discuss it.
Fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I understand that you were on some sort of committee that had to deal with the strike force, the four counties, or the narcotic strike force thing in Tucson. Am I correct? Some sort of, yeah. Can you tell me what that committee was about and what you tried to do, what the name of the committee was?
Well, Jack Ogg was the chairman, and I don't remember the exact formal title of it. The purpose of the committee was to look at the conflict between the strike force and DPS and the county sheriffs and some police departments and try to find a solution to the tensions.
Mm-hmm. I recall it happened, but I must not have been paying attention. What was the final outcome?
Well, I don't have. I'd suggest the best thing to do would be to get the document from Jack Ogg, because we made a report to the legislature urging some changes.
I understand that. Let me ask you just this. Was the strike force cooperative with your efforts?
Well, in some ways, yes. We never could get their budget or their manning tables.
When you say manning tables, what does that mean? Does that mean manpower?
Were there 35 employees or 100 employees or 25? They have co-opted employees, contributed members from a police department or a sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
So we never really knew how many individuals were actively engaged in pursuing the strike force objectives.
I take it from your answer to the question about cooperation that in these ways, at least, they were not cooperative or refused to be cooperative or gave you a song and dance or...
I don't know, Bill, whether the chairman or the request of the committee for those specifics was ever pressed with them.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that we didn't get that information.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what you found on a general level to be the problem between the DPS and the strike force and everybody?
Oh, it's just turf. That's all. The DPS was in the field first, and the strike force was then formed, and the strike force was very jealous of its prerogatives, and because it operated kind of outside of any budgetary supervision from the legislature or anybody else, it had been sort of an independent operation.
Mm-hmm.
And the strike force just damn sure didn't want to be consolidated with DPS, which would make the most sense. And I voted, I think I was in a minority on the committee, I felt we should tell the legislature to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great duplication of effort. There was some apprehension on my part and other people there about the files the strike force set up. You could get in that strike force. You might be in it. I might be in it, in their criminal files.
Mm-hmm.
Did this
come to your attention while you were doing the investigation?
Yes, because they entered names on hearsay evidence. They entered names in their computer on the basis of, we'll see, an informant in Douglas says, well, I happen to know that Bill Leverton has been seeing Sam Jones, and we all know Sam Jones is a big narcotic dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So they put you in there as a person who is known or knows Sam Jones.
What was the period of that investigation, the time frame?
Oh, it was over, I think, maybe 6 or 8 months.
Of what year?
I'd have to go look. I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay, that's good enough.
Maybe a year. We get those dates. I'm foggy on the dates.
Okay.
And we went down and looked at their operation, and they had some good things going. There's no doubt about it. But they do operate pretty... They're not audited by the state auditor, for example. And there is no clear directive to the strike force saying, this is your responsibility now. Do this and don't get in the way of other people. The aspect which terrified me was the probability that if both the strike force and DPS and some other law enforcement agency were investigating the same subject, we might have a situation where one law enforcement officer shoots another. In the DPS was not always informed that the strike force was following a suspect. And the strike force was not always aware that DPS had officers working on that suspicious circumstance.
Yeah. Mr. Shaddy, would you do an interview with me about just what we've talked about?
Oh.
An on-camera interview?
Well, I'd have to go and read my notes. And just privately, I was kind of the son of a bitch on the... I wasn't overly impressed by the strike force, and I felt that it was a gross duplication of effort, but I don't know that I want to get on camera with it.
No. Well, that's, you know, that's what I'm kind of looking for, is kind of both sides. You know, I'll be talking to people who are really pro that sort of thing.
Well, the strike force has a lot of good, they do a lot of good things, and they have a lot of expertise. And their computer capability is something that the DPS should have. But on the other hand, I found out that most of the information in the Strike Force computer could also be had from DPS. The problem being with DPS that you had to know what you were looking for. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
In other words, in the general file of wants and warrants and arrests, etc., in DPS, you might not find the guy's name. But if you call their confidential investigative sections and said, hey, I'm the chief of police at Coolidge, and I've got a guy down here I think might be involved in narcotics, and his name is Henry Garcia, you'd find that DPS had almost as much information as the strike force.
Well, I would like to get somebody directly involved in this thing, you know, on camera, saying, you know, whatever you want to say. But I'd like to get these facts, if you consider them to be, you know, I consider them to be pertinent, and I guess I could stand up there and say them. But I'd sure like to get you or somebody to.
Well, have you talked to Jack Ogg?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to him.
He was the chairman. And,
but he might not reflect your same opinion.
Well, I think there were some others on the committee who grasped the Ray Schaefer, understood that there was great duplication. I'm sure that Cynthia Hazelton understood that. The final recommendation was kind of looked like those things usually are, kind of watered down, innocuous little recommendation.
How do I reach Jack Ogg? You don't happen to have a number for him?
No, but he's a judge on the appellate court.
Okay.
And Vernon Hoy certainly is well aware of the problem.
Is he still in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't talk you into doing an interview with me.
Bill, I've been in so damn much trouble. People have been after me for so long for a variety of things, and this is not a great cause with me. Some things that I feel very strongly about. One of them is the condition of the city streets. You know what the city does? They let any goddamn contractor cut the pavement. And then they don't say fix it. So he fills it with asphalted concrete and you bump over it because it's cheaper for you to settle it with your car than it is for him to tamp it and prepare the surface. And then it sinks below the grade and you bump through it.
Yeah.
And they're destroying. If you drive 32nd Street, which was beautiful 2 years ago, it's now cut and cut and cut. And the same is true of Camelback. And pavement cuts can be repaired. APS cut the pavement on 1st Street from Roosevelt for 4 blocks south, and you can't detect other than the difference in color. But the city just won't demand of these contractors, by God, fix it right.
They won't do it.
They won't do it.
Jesus. Well... The roads are going to hell. I don't know what to tell you about
that's
that.
That's an axe I like to grind. I just think it's terrible. And they had somebody from the city talk to our Kiwanis Club, and his response was, well, we don't have the manpower to police it. Hell, they got to give the contractor a permit to cut it.
Yeah.
But if you drive around town, you'll see that what is really destroying a lot of our roads is the poor repair of pavement.
I can believe it. But the problem is, who do you juice, you know? Who do you get?
Ed Hall.
Who is he?
He's the superintendent of the streets.
Superintendent of streets.
I've got a big file on this damn legislative committee, And I'll try to get it out and go through it and see if I can find anything there that would really help you. And if I can, I'll make it available.
Okay. If I do, let me ask you, have we been talking on the record here? Can I quote you verbally or
Oh, gosh, I'd rather you wouldn't.
Okay, well,
if I decide to do it, I'll do it. But I've just been in so many controversies, I'd kind of like to stay away from it.
Stay low, huh? Keep your head down. Well,
let me look back through.
All right. Well, let me urge you to do it if you can, if you see your way through to it. I've got every time I do stories on this strike force, I'm afraid I look at it kind of like you do. And of course, I may not be the exact person to be doing it, but I got a directive from Homer Lane to do it. So,
who is this going to be the spokesman for the strike force?
I'm not sure. I guess Grimble was down here yesterday on the Appropriations Committee. And Grimble doesn't like me, and I don't like him, and Steve Neely doesn't like me, and I'm kind of ambiguous about him, so I don't know.
I don't know. Have you talked to Alan Schmidt?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Alan might suggest somebody.
Yeah, well, Alan Schmidt suggested you.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
that's
where we...
Well... Let me look back through the notes and see if I can find anything that... the problem is that it's not all black and white.
Yeah.
You know, they're not all bad guys.
Well, I'm sure they're not. But I you know, we're starting to... You can't... It just doesn't seem to me that you can generate that much press all of a sudden and not have, you know, and not be able to come out with some answers, because... Generally, the press, if you give them an answer, they, you know, that's logical. And
you're talking about all these complaints that are surfacing now.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about those.
I don't know whether they're true or not true. Because you can't, they won't let you into their computer. You can't really tell how many innocent people they have in there. But when they explain to us how you got in the computer, it became immediately where I think to everybody who was on that committee that there was some danger.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think Jack Ogg might talk to me?
I think he might.
How do you spell his last name?
O-G-G.
O-G-G. And he's a judge in the appellate court here in town?
Yes.
Okay.
And Sandra O'Connor was on that. And she's an appellate court judge.
Okay.
And Cynthia Hazelton was on that committee.
Okay.
And Monsignor Donahoe. Who might be a good one. And then there's a member of the legislature who used to be a city police officer. I can't think of his name because it escaped me, but he came out of a police background, and he was, I think, had some strong opinions about it.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you look back at your notes and see what you think, and if you can... Think you'd like to, and let me again urge you that we'll give me a buzz.
Okay.
Otherwise, I appreciate you talking to me, sir.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.